Amen, amen. How's everybody doing? God bless you. This is our last Sunday for the year 2023. Amen. I pray that all of you have done some good things this year and you are ready to enter the new year with a new mindset to not look back, but to go forward as God leads you. And I got a question. That's the title of the message today. As you get rid of this year and move into the next one, and my question is, are you drowning? Are you drowning? And you can use that as to drowning in bills, drowning in relationship issues, drowning in marital issues, relational issues, drowning in problems, whatever. Are you drowning? Because drowning is not a positive connotation. It's obviously something where you are going under. And I want to clear that up in this year before you go into the next year. For scripture, let's use Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. If we are honest, and I want us to be, if we are honest with ourselves, we have to admit that sometimes, and this year is what I'm talking about, stress, anxiety, you name it, our problems, they get the best of us. They take us down. They take us under. We seemingly are drowning in these issues. We have difficulty looking past them and getting air so we can breathe and move forward. Some of us, we even let depression, the old black dog, amen, the gray menace, grab us. And we it makes us feel like we are sinking in deep water. We feel as if our head keeps going under and we are just bobbing for air. We're grasping for breath and our head is barely on the surface of the water. What is it that we are into? What is it that we are going through that is making us feel this way? You know, we feel like we can no longer hold our breath. We're overwhelmed. And it appears that it's not going to be long before the water overtakes us. Amen. And we just can't seem to catch our breath. And not only that, the water is salty and murky. We can't even see through it. And it's just an awful situation. Is that where you are? Because if it is, we've got to leave this in 2023. Amen. Now, the problems may go with us, but we've got to handle them differently. We've got to learn to lean on the Lord. We've got to learn to take our burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Amen. And listen, I don't know about you, but I've talked to a few folks and they say their problems have become too big to handle. And preacher, what did you tell them? I told them, why are you trying to handle those problems that you felt were too big? Why didn't you give them to God? See, it's a mindset of giving your issues, giving your problems to God so that you don't have to carry them and deal with them because they're too big for you. Know your
roll. Huh? If life is closing in on you, and the waters of life are pushing you down deeper into the unknown, this is when you have to turn it over to Jesus. And this is what he will tell you, the scripture that we just read. The water is not going to overflow you because God's got you. Amen. God's always got you. You just have to believe it and let God deal with it, as opposed to letting it take you down and then make foolish moves that don't help the situation. In fact, they exacerbate the situation. Somebody said God speaks to us in our pain. And I know that's a fact. Look at the word. When you feel insurmountable issues are threatening you, always go to the word. Oh, Isaiah 40 and 26 to 31 says, look up into the heavens. Who created all these stars? Huh? As a shepherd leads his sheep, calling each by its pet name and counts them to see that none are lost or strayed or missing, so God does with stars and planets. Wow. Oh, Jacob, oh, Israel, how can you say that the Lord doesn't see your troubles and isn't being fair? Don't you yet understand? Don't you know by now that the everlasting God, the creator of the furthest parts of the earth, never grows faint or weary? No one can fathom the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the tired. Listen. To the worn out. He gives strength to the weak. Even the youths shall be exhausted, and the young men will all give up. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. This is what God is trying to tell us. This is what God's been trying to tell us all 2023. He told us in 22, 21, and 20. But we were not listening, and we continue to try to deal with our issues by ourselves, and we continue to make the same mistakes and even more over and over and over again. And this is why we felt like we were drowning. And my question to you this morning is, are you drowning? If you are, you need to listen to these scriptures. You need to read these scriptures, and you need to let the Holy Spirit minister to you. We need to lay our weary head upon his breast. We need to learn how to lean on his everlasting arms. Didn't the songwriter say he speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing? And the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And then what does he do, preacher? He walks with me. And he talks with me. And he tells me that I am his own. Oh, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Songwriter went on to say, what a fellowship. What a joy divine. Just leaning on the everlasting arms of Jesus. Huh? What a blessedness. What a peace is mine. Just leaning on the everlasting arms of Jesus. I feel safe. I feel secure from all alarms because I'm leaning on the everlasting arms of Jesus. Stop. trying to do it all on your own and lean on the everlasting arms of Jesus. The songwriter said, oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on these everlasting arms. And oh, how bright the path grows from day to day. Why, preacher? Because I'm leaning on the everlasting arms of Jesus. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Because I'm leaning on the everlasting arms of Jesus. And when I do that, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, because I'm leaning on the everlasting arms of Jesus. I'm safe and secure. Huh? This is what the Holy Spirit is trying to give us. This is what he's been trying to give us for the longest, but we're so busy doing our own thing, and it's those things that have us all stressed out. It's those things that make us feel like we're drowning. And he's still trying to get our attention and lead us to peace and lead us to comfort in the midst of this horrible world where things have waxed worse and are only getting worse. I'm not going to be long this morning. I just want to tell you, when you feel overwhelmed by the waters of life, look to God. This is what I've been saying all year. He has promised us that we will not fail if we just lean on his everlasting arms. Even when you feel like you're drowning, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Catch your breath one more time and pray and say, Lord, I'm releasing it all to you. And I want you to know this morning, you are not alone. Don't let anybody tell you that. Don't let the devil tell you that. Don't let your flesh tell you that. Don't let the world tell you that. You are not alone. Michael Jackson wrote a song reminding us we are not alone. Another day has gone, he said. We're still all alone. We say, how could this be? It's because we lost someone or we lost something, and so we feel destitute. And we say, you're not here with me. You never said goodbye. Can anyone tell me why? Did you have to go and leave my world so cold? Every day I sit and I ask myself, how did this happen? How did I get here? Something whispers in my ear and says, you're not alone. I'm here with you. It may seem like you're alone. And it may seem like I'm far away, but I'm here to stay. I'm right here. Wow. I'm here with you. Though we're far apart, you are always in my heart. You are not alone. I can hear your prayers. Your burdens I will bear. But first I need your hand and I need your heart. Then forever can begin. Every day I sit and ask myself, something whispers in our ears and reminds us that we are not alone. He is right here with us. Through it all, no matter how big, no matter how small, he's here today and he is never going away. You got to stop believing the devil. We are not alone. Psalms 91, 1 through 10 says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. I'm trying to help somebody this morning. I'm trying to keep you from drowning, trying to keep you from having those feelings. Amen. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. When you trust the Lord, he will bring you through all of that. And then the 8th verse says, you will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked, because you have made the Lord your dwelling place. The Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you. No plague shall come near your tent. Oh, my question to you this morning is, do you believe it? Do you want to get out of the feeling of drowning? I'm asking you to believe the word of God. I'm asking you to let the Holy Spirit minister to you. Scripture says in Ephesians 5:19, speaking to one another with psalms and hymns and songs of the Spirit, sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. That's what God is asking you to do. Just lift him up. And when you lift him up, everything else has to come down. Too many of us have everything else lifted up, and God is not lifted up, and that's why we're having these feelings of drowning. If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Oh, my God. There's a place prepared for me where there is joy and perfect peace. A secret place where he will hide me. There is shelter from the rain. I found healing for my pain. I'll find rest and peace in him. He will hide me when I'm weak and worn. He will cover me from all harm. And when my heart has been broken and my strength is so weak, there is a place of rest where I can go. There he'll wipe the tears away and take my fears away. He'll give me rest and peace more than I've ever known. A secret place. This is what God will do for us. Amen. Come on, choir. I told you I wasn't going to be long. This is what God will do for us when we allow him to. When we get out of the way. When we lean and depend on his strength and not our own. He will take all those feelings of drowning away. Oh, I wish somebody would just hear me this morning and understand the beauty of trusting and leaning on such a wonderful God. It's another year, folks. We have come through a whole other year. Another year. Are you going to do the same things in 2024 that you did in 2023? Then you're going to have the same problems. I'm asking you to give it to Jesus. I'm asking you to find in him a secret place that he may take your feeling of drowning away. Oh my God, the doors of the church are open. Woo! Come on and leave 2023 here. Walk into 2024 feeling bold and courageous, knowing that, God, I know you got me, and I'm going to lean and depend on you. I may have the same problems. I may go through the same thing, but I'm not going to let them get me down. Because I know I'm going to be the victor I'm going to be victorious with God to help. Come on, come on, come on. Amen. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
My. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for your care, for your love, for your grace, for your mercy. Thank you for taking care of us. Help us now to not depend on ourselves, not depend on this world, not depend on other people, but to depend on you, for you have never failed us and you never will. And we ask right now that you help us in all of our situations, whether it's our relational issues, whether it's our family, whether it's our marriage, whether it's our finances, whether it's our job, whether it's personal issues, whatever it is, God, we don't have to feel like we're drowning if we just lean and depend on you and accept your strength. In the name of Jesus, this is our prayer. And we thank you now for the answer and the blessing. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. This is Faith Worth Finding Ministries Weekly Encouragement by Namra. God bless you. I pray that you will share this message with a friend. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen.